This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, welcome. It's KNTR Talk, 106.7, 106.3, the voice of the free. We have election night coverage tonight, live from Lake Havasu City. Myself, Brandon Bowers, in the studio. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you.
Brandon is the editor for the Today's News Herald here in Lake Havasu City. And you have a whole host of people on your end that are going to be helping because you acquired the Mojave Valley Daily News and the Kingman Daily Miner.
Yeah, we acquired five newspapers, and those are two of them. We have people all over the county covering the election tonight, and some of them will be calling in tonight to share the results with us.
That's fantastic. We're also, are we live on Facebook yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
A little bit of technical issues, but we're going to get there.
We're getting there, and we're going to let you work on that because we're going to go to Roger Galloway. We also have a lot of sponsors tonight we need to mention. GDK LLC in Lake Havasu City, AZ Flags and Flagpoles, also Kush Lounge and Cafe in Needles, Win-Win Bingo Casino here in Lake Havasu City, Spot On Payment Processing, that's Thane O'Brien, Against All Enemies Armory, and that's at AAE.com, and Barbarita Realty Consultants in Laughlin. We've also got the Nico's Pub and Grill Party on standby. Steve Greeley is there to get to us live via remote. He's got Leo Biasucci there, Senator Sonny Borelli, also, we need to mention that's brought to you by Nico's Pub and Grill, also Hot Rods and Harleys, and Sunshine Auto and RV, owned by Kyle Sullivan. Right now, we actually have some breaking news, Brandon, from Kingman with Roger Galloway. Roger, you still there?
Yes, I am. I've got these are the results we have right now, and it's very interesting in some of these races that we have. I do want to say that the voter turnout so far is 32%, counting these votes, 146,923 early votes, and we expect another 2,200 early votes to still come in that we do not have at this point. So these are the very first results. Let's just go through some of the important ones really quickly here. Blake Masters, who is running for U.S. Senator, 29,600 votes to Mark Kelly's 15,624.
All right.
Again, this is Mojave County, of
right,
course.
Thank you.
Kerry Lake has 41,152 to Katie Hobbs, 15,165. That's about a 2-to-1 margin there, which is pretty much the case in all of these top races. Secretary of State Mark Fenton, 30,073 to Andrian Fontes, 15,474. Abe Hamadeh for Attorney General, 30,928 to Chris Mays, 14,670. Kimberly Yee has got 33,000 votes, way ahead of her opposition. Tom Horn, by the way, 31,164 over Kathy Hoffman for Superintendent of Public Instruction, and she's got 14,483. Pretty much the top races statewide there and federal. You have some interest, obviously, of course, in what's going on in Lake Havasu City and the school board.
That's correct.
Sharon Harvey is leading. She's got the most. 6,887 to Lisa Romans, 5,996, and Barbara Lumpkins is in third, down 500 votes approximately, with 5,530. That's where they are there. Over in
Colorado River Union High School District. That's Bullhead City, Mojave High School, and River Valley High School.
All right, number one there is Nancy Monjou. Is that the right pronunciation?
Monjou.
Oh, okay, I'm close.
That's all right.
She leads 6,628. Coming in second is Richard Cardone, 6,373. And then it's Malahi Flores with 5,384. And Arden Lotsman is in fourth place with 4,872. And Kingman, it is Lori Grant. She's got the most by far, 7,675. Okay. Coming in second is Roger Cox with 5,945. In third is Tony Henry with 5,816. And in fourth place is Star Jensen, 5,213. By the way, very quickly, on the national races, obviously a lot of people follow automatically, but it's just been so much about them. Over in Pennsylvania, Fetterman, John Fetterman, is leading Oz. 40% of the votes are in, and he's got 50.7% now to Oz's 46.9%. And over in Georgia, one that has been in the news probably more than just about any other race in the nation,
right.
Herschel Walker right now has moved way up. He was quite a ways behind.
Mm-hmm.
He is now just slightly ahead with 71% of the votes in by 1%.
Over Raphael Warnock, yeah.
So, right. And that has changed because for the past hour and a half, Warnock has been quite a bit ahead of Walker. So some votes in a major section have come in that were for Walker. So that was a very, very tight race right now by about 3,000 votes.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what was counted first, Atlanta or the Rurals, or, you know, hard to say with Warnock being out so far in front. But, Roger, I wanted to ask you one last question before we go to Steve over at Nico's. Is it normal for the Republican candidates in Mojave County to double up like that? I noticed that Lake was about 15,000 ahead of Hobbs, even though Lake had 30,000, Hobbs had approximately 15,000. Is that normal in this county?
Yes, because we have a very low percentage of Democrats in Mojave County.
Right.
Somewhere in the neck of the woods, I don't know exactly on this one, forgive me, I could find out from Alan very quickly, but roughly 27%, I believe, that's all. So, you know, it's kind of expected that, you know, the Democrats in Mojave County are not going to do well, and they know that. And in these state races that we have, you know, Hobbs and Kelly, we're not expected to do very well. I'd want to say just one thing. I normally don't chime in about any favoritism one way or another to anybody. I try not to do that and just look at the results as they come in from the voters. But I personally think that one of the worst campaigns I have ever seen by someone running for a statewide office or a federal office, this is the one that Katie Hobbs has run. I don't understand that at all.
It's almost like she just disappeared. Are you talking about her not debating, coming out and debating?
Not debating, and none of her commercials showing much of what she was going to do. They were all attack. It just surprised me. I don't think it was the right way to go. She just disappeared. And it's just, I don't know, I thought it was kind of astounding.
She
could have done a lot better if she, you know, ran a campaign differently.
I'm going to bring Brandon in the conversation. When he came into the studio tonight, he was telling us about the lawsuit that was brought, or the request, I guess, from the judge, from the two campaigns, from Carrie Lake's campaign and from Blake Masters. What happened with that?
You're talking about going. Sorry.
Go ahead, Brandon.
You may know more than I do, Roger, but what we know is that the lawsuit to extend the polls to 10 o'clock was not approved by the judge. So they're
that's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Interesting. Yep. Very interesting. All right. Let's, Roger, I'm going to let you go for right now. I'll text you and we'll check back in with you. How's that sound?
You got it. That's fine.
All right. Thanks. Big surprise to me that in that Colorado River Union High School District race that Arden Lutzman is so far is far behind like that, but Richard Cardone is an incumbent. And Luxman ran with Marahi, I think it's Marahi Flores and Nancy Monjo. They ran as a team, a three-person team. And then you had Cardone out on his own. So he's the incumbent, obviously. So anyway, kind of interesting
that
in that race.
Interesting.
And then the two kind of expected that were running as a team in Havasu are now in front. So,
and that's not surprising. They ran a campaign that was very – very prominent on social media, and they were out in front of the media and at events throughout.
Right, right, right. All right, let's go to Steve Greeley. He's over at Nico's Pub and Grill. There's a lot of people there from what I understand. Hopefully the weather's holding up for you guys. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, we're sure here at Nico's, Paul. How you doing tonight?
We're great. We're great in the studio. So
in the studio. There's no wind at the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice and calm.
There's still over 1,000 people here at Nico's on Kiowa and Lake Havasu City. And it's just a bunch of patriotic folks watching the results. So if you wanted to come over, bye, stop by. It's still going on. It's going to go on until 10 o'clock. And I'm with Sam Scarmato. Hey, Polly.
Hey, Sammy, how are you?
And you were talking about Katie Hobbs. I heard that.
Yes.
With Roger Galloway. And one thing about Katie Hobbs, Sam, is her lone job as Secretary of State is to make sure our elections are run perfectly. She has failed miserably.
Well, that's a statement that her and Adrian Fontes made after the last screw-up was if it was up to two of them that they'd never elect another Republican in Arizona. She should have been removed. And so should Fontes have been removed. Instead, the Democrats or the communists, as I call them, are up there pushing the two of them as their saviors of the state.
Yeah, well, Carrie Lake in Mojave County, I heard the numbers, and she's way out in front of Katie Hobbs. I don't know what's going on statewide, but we're looking at some of the monitors around Nico's, and they're showing a lot of things across the country, of course. And Arizona is going to be one of the last states, I think, that we're going to get some results.
Yeah, and Maricopa County is going to be after that. It's all over and done with. That's been such a screw-up down there. It's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, so the crowd here in Nico's is really up on things. They're having a lot of fun. And until 10 o'clock tonight. So if you're out and about in Lake Havasu City, please stop by Nico's. They got a lot of food, entertainment on the stage, and of course, a lot of political talk going on and results coming in.
Steve,
what is the sense on the ground?
Hang on, guys.
Get on over here.
Hey, Steve, Brandon has a question for you.
Sure, Brandon.
Yeah, Steve, just wondered what the sense is on the ground out there. What are you seeing from people? Are they excited? Are they nervous? What are you seeing out there?
Oh, no, they're very excited. I don't think they're nervous at all. Yeah, so I would definitely say that it's 100% behind all the Republicans running for office tonight.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially here in Lake Havasu. All right, guys, we're going to check back in with you a little bit later. We do have some results that have showed up on the Secretary of State's website, including the race for U.S. Senator, Governor, and some other races that are of interest. All right? All right, stay out of the wind, guys. Man. It's, they've actually got some results up. It doesn't say, though, what percentage of the vote is in, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, Mark Kelly leading over Blake Masters right now, 56-41%, and that's with 436,875 votes in. See, but that doesn't really put anything into context. I can't tell what percentage of the vote is in. Oh, here you go. No, I still don't have it.
They don't really list it. They do break it down by vote type, and you know that there are early ballots and polling place poll ballots reflected here, but it's still an effect of the early ballots. That's what we're getting right now.
Right. In the race for governor, Katie Hobbs is up 55.5% to 44.5% over Carrie Lake, and that's about the same, actually a little bit more of the vote total than for U.S. Senator. One of the races that I'm keeping an eye on personally, just because he's a friend on Facebook and also a friend from years ago when he was Secretary of State, is Ken Bennett. He's running for State Senator in District 1, and he has a comfortable lead right now over Mike Fogle, the Democrat. Secretary of State's race, the one for this year, Adrian Fontes, up 58% to 41% over Mark Fincham. Chris Mays also has a comfortable lead over Abe Hamadeh right now. So the Democrats right now enjoying comfortable leads in many of the main races for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Governor, and U.S. Senator. The one bright spot for the Republicans is state treasurer right now, but it's a slim lead for Kimberly Yee. She's the incumbent, and that's 51.8% to 48.2% excuse me, for Martin Quezada, the Democrat. And then Kathy Hoffman with a very with about a 10-point lead over Tom Horn right now, the former superintendent of public instruction, of course, Hoffman, the incumbent. So,
well, it's still so early, and we've seen in the past how these votes can change dramatically as the night goes on. So I don't put much stock into these early results at all.
Yeah, right, right.
We're going to see some big numbers change, I think.
Absolutely. Later on in the show, we'll hear from your guys, right?
They're supposed to call in. We're supposed to hear from people in Bullhead, in Havasu, and in Kingman.
Right, right, right. And we've got numbers for Prop 128. The no's are leading big on that. That's relating to initiative and referendum state legislative authority. 129, the yeses have it so far. 130, a big lead for yes. That's relating to property tax exemptions. And then the executive department one, 131, I believe that provides for a lieutenant governor. It's like a team, though. It's not a separate race. The governor would choose a running mate. Kind of interesting.
That is an interesting concept.
It's actually better because you wouldn't have a Republican governor with a Democrat lieutenant governor, potentially. You would have them running as a team. The yeses are way out in front on that one so far in the early balloting. And then Prop 132, which is the 60% approval for tax proposals. The yeses are outvoted on that right now. The no's are out in front on 132. So that one went through the legislature on party lines, I'm told, by a slim one-vote margin. Sonny Borelli was telling us that. So 209 relating to predatory debt collection. Big advertising campaign for that. What they didn't tell you is if it does pass, you can't settle your medical debt. It's still limited to that 3%. So that's up big right now, 75% to 25. And then Prop 211 up big by the same margin. That's the relating to the disclosure of the original source of monies used for campaign media spending. That's 76-25 or 76-24 right now. Prop 308, classification of students for tuition purposes, is a 10-point lead for the yeses. 309, the voter ID initiative. A lot of people watching this one, Brandon. That one, the yeses being outvoted by the noes.
Right.
So no is in front, 56-43.
Pretty significantly there.
Prop 310. This one's razor thin right now. It's 50.3 to 49.7. That's relating to the taxation benefiting fire districts. So that's where we are on that one. We should probably take a short break, and we'll come back with more election night coverage. We're going to see if we can make a connection again with Nico's over there at the Nico's Pub and Grill big campaign bash. And, of course, that's brought to you in part by Hot Rods and Harleys and Sunshine Auto and RV owner Kyle Sullivan. Tonight's coverage of Election Night 2022 brought to you by GDK LLC, AZ Flags and Flagpoles, Kush Lounge and Cafe, Win-Win Bingo Casino, Spot On Payment Processing, Against All Enemies Armory, and by Barbarita Realty Consultants. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoy, along with Brandon. Right?
Thanks for having me, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
They say that we need changing. This is all the founding. You went and lost your pride. But I'm American made.
All right, welcome back. It's KNTR Talks election night coverage on 106.7 and 106.3 FM. Voice of the Free. I'm with Brandon Bowers, the editor of the Today's News Herald. And we're going to go out to Nico's, check out the election night party in Lake Havasu City. Steve Greeley standing by, and we'll see who Steve's talking to. Steve, are you there?
Well, I'm here,
and I'm just talking with myself right now. We're waiting for Sheriff Mack to come on via audio. I do believe he's going to be calling in from Texas, and the folks here are all jacked up about it, waiting for Sheriff Mack, and we're going to pick up that audio right here on KNTR Talk.
Okay.
This has been a really emotional day.
Sheriff Mack, the constitutional sheriff, of course.
We're really proud of our constitutional sheriff in Texas that helped with the release of the two of both investigators, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. We denounce and condemn the judge for putting them in prison. He way jumped the gun on that. But let's let the court cases proceed, and let's see how the court handles these. I will say this. There is a ton of evidence of election fraud all across this country. And when we had the CSPOA press conference in Vegas, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips met with us in private and gave us really classified information about Mr. Eugene Yu, who was indeed arrested this week for election fraud. So let's understand that the national media and the leftist liars are condemning us for trying to simply find the truth. We want the truth about our elections. We want to be able to trust our elections. And I'm afraid this election tonight are not helping with that, especially in Maricopa County. So the main thing that I want, I was asked by another reporter today, where does the freedom movement go from here? Have any of you decided where we're going? Well, let me tell you this. We're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep standing for what's right. And we're going to defend our Constitution, and we're going to defend our family, and we're going to defend our country, and we're going to stand against the political corruption that is trying to destroy our nation and trying to destroy our individual liberties and our Constitution. We will not stop until the good Lord calls us home. And we will keep this peaceful, and we will keep this effective, and the same question was posed to John Quincy Adams. Can we really win? Sometimes it looks horrible and it looks bleak and it looks like a monstrous enemy that we're fighting, and indeed it is. But John Quincy Adams said this, and I will say the same. Duty is ours. Results are God's. And every one of us should remember that we will continue to do our duty and leave the rest to Him, Almighty God. And so, my dear friends, I thank you for being in the fight. I thank you for standing with us. I am proud to stand next to you. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 years of us taking back our Constitution. We will do it. We will win.
Okay, so I was Sheriff Mack, known as America's Sheriff.
Right.
And he's still talking to a lot of people here at Nico's. And once again, till 10 o'clock tonight, so if you want to come and enjoy all the fun and excitement, this would be the place to be. And, Paul, we'll check in with you in a little bit, okay?
All right, sounds perfect. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to go back up to Kingman. Roger Galloway is on standby up there. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right, perfect. Hey, you did an interview earlier that we got on file with Alan Tempert.
Yeah.
Kind of walk that up for us. Let us know what you were talking
about.
Sure.
I talked to Alan late this afternoon. We talked about, you know, how the election was going today, and you know, if there are any real problems, which there haven't been. And the only difficulty is the plane that normally is used to bring the ballots down from Colorado City and, you know, other communities up in that area
Right. Is
not flying in. Bad weather has prevented that. And he explained that a little bit in the interview itself. They're right now, by the way, are at work for the next batch of results that will be coming in. We don't know exactly when that's going to take place, but they're counting the ballots now. There's a team of about, I would say, 15 people here that are working on this, mostly volunteers.
Yeah, interesting. On the state website, 57% of precincts are reporting across the state right now. About 4.1 million registered voters, it says.
I got you. Now, as an example, I'm looking right now at the ballots that are in here, in the elections office.
Right.
The ones from Bullhead City are here, but I don't see the ones from Havasu yet.
That's,
I don't think they've arrived yet, but they should be here shortly.
That's very coincidental. That happened during the primary also. All right, let's go to this interview. For those who don't know who Alan Tempert is, he's the Mojave County Director of Elections, correct?
Correct. Long time. He's been around a long time. He's very, very good at this job.
Right. All right, here's that interview.
So overall, how do you think it's going today?
I think it's going very good, thank you. You know, like, heck, we're already almost 4:30 in the afternoon. A lot of people are showing up at the polling locations. There's a very good turnout going, and there's been, you know, the best that you can possibly consider, it's going very well. I mean, there is no such thing as a perfect election, and there never will be. When you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of people not voting, I'm talking about people working the polls, and then thousands and tens of thousands of them showing up, nothing works out perfectly. But you know what is really great? I go to the polling places, I visit, and all my poll workers are just digging in and going, working so incredibly hard. I'm watching what they're doing. I'm seeing the voters with smiles on their faces. I'm seeing them walking up and going, you know, and there's an issue here. Somebody has to this. I can't find them, you know. But eventually it's solved, and people overall are very reasonable. They're waiting. They want to be there to vote. My people want to help them vote, and everything is going pretty darn good.
All right, just one other thing. What time do you expect you will have the first results that will go public?
I will have the first results right around 8 o'clock. That will include all the early ballots. At the moment, we have, on early ballots, we have about 47,000 early ballots already in the count. After that, we start counting the poll place ballots, and it's going to be a long night. I got fifth largest county. You know, in the United States, Mojave County is, you know, geographically.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we got three polling places up above the Arizona Strip. That's not unfortunate. That's cool. But we got three above the Strip, and the plane's not flying. We usually fly ballots in. But the weather says the plane doesn't fly, so we already have Plan B in place that the sheriff's deputies are going to be bringing ballots down to us from Moccasin, from Colorado City, and Beaver Dam Littlefield.
How many cars is that going to represent?
How many what?
Vehicles.
Well, it'd be one sheriff's deputy picking up three polling places, and they're going to be meeting one from Kingman up in the Vegas area, and then they're going to be driving that down.
Oh, wow.
So
that's hard to believe.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
The weather, you know, we can't put the weather on good or not.
Right.
So it's going to be a long night regardless.
All right. There you have it, Roger. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, okay. I sure am. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just... distracted by this interesting race, these two interesting races in Pennsylvania and Georgia. Really something. I mean, it's been kind of a back and forth.
Right.
Walker is now ahead right now, slightly.
Walker's
ahead.
Walker's ahead of Warnock in Georgia.
Right. Okay. And this race, by the way, one of them has to reach 50%. If not, then they go to a December 6th runoff.
Right. I don't even want to go there. All right.
Yeah, I know. It goes on and on.
Yeah, it feels strange. All right, we're going to check in with Steve again at Nico's. We reestablished a connection there. And so we'll check in with you later, Roger.
All right, you got it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, so hopefully we got Steve Greeley on the line from Nico's Pub and Grill. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah, so just a little update. The Sheriff Mac video, well, actually audio feed, was well received with the audience here in Nico's. And I know you guys picked up a little bit of that. And so American Share making an impact in Lake Havasu City.
Uh-huh.
So I know the connection's kind of weird. We're dealing with wind and some other things.
Right.
But I just want to give you a quick update.
No, it's definitely audible. We can definitely hear you. It's just a little scratchy, but it's audible. So it works. We're going to go ahead and go to a break, and then we'll come back with some more of the state and county races. I want to check in with Bullhead City and Kingman also. Can you hang on, Steve?
Sure.
All right, thanks. All right, Brandon and I are going to go to break. You had something, Brandon?
I was going to ask Roger a question. I'll ask him when he comes back.
Oh, very good. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brandon Bowers, the editor at the Today's News Herald here in Lake Havasu City. I'd like to check in with Bill McMillan.
He's going to be calling shortly. He says he's getting some results, looking into some information for us. He's going to call in.
Bill and I go way back, like the Neil Young days.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Neil Young? I know who Neil Young
is. Not the musician. He used to have the City Beat.
Well, then I have no idea what you're talking about.
At the Mojave Daily News, yeah. And then you have a McKenzie at the
McKenzie
minor,
Dexter,
right?
Should be calling in from Kingman. Yeah.
Right. All right. Perfect. I'm Paul Lavoie again with Brandon Bowers, state, county, federal. It's election night, 2022, the midterms in full force. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on The Voice of the Free, 106.3.
But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Boy, we're in election night mode here with Lil Brooks and Dunn, Only in America. And it's election night 2022, the midterms, again, in full swing. I'm Paul Lavoie. Brandon Bowers is here. We've got somebody calling him, but not yet. They haven't rung the cell phone yet. That's our Speak Out guest phone, by the way. We have people watching live on Facebook. It's actually kind of cool. Tonight's coverage brought to you by GDK LLC, also Barbarita Realty Consultants, Against All Enemies Armory, Spot On Payment Processing, Win-Win Bingo Casino, AZ Flags and Flagpoles, and Kush Lounge and Cafe in Needles, and the Nico's Party, Nico's Pub and Grill, brought to you by Nico's, of course, and also Kyle Sullivan, the owner of Hot Rods and Harleys, and Sunshine Auto and RV. So, I just noticed, Brandon, I was looking at the statewide races, and, the federal race for U.S. Senator, Mark Kelly, widening his lead right now, but like you were saying off the air, Facebook people heard, but nobody else did, that are listening on 106.3 and 106.7, you don't put much stock into this, the early ballots, do you? Mostly because of what happened with Kerry Lake in the primary.
It can be so different. I mean, often this early in the process, what we're getting is the early votes. And you don't always have a uniform reporting. It's different counties, and as you know, different corners of the state can vote very differently. So populations make a big difference.
Right. Hobbs has a 14-point lead right now with 57% of the precincts reporting. What's really weird is looking at the Secretary of State website with Katie Hobbs' picture on top, and then she's running for governor as well. It's kind of strange. I mean, it's not unique, but obviously.
Now, I do have it pulled up here. Look, we can take that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably Steve calling in from Nico's. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, much better.
There you go.
All right.
Just wanted to make some adjustments.
Perfect. Have you run into Leo or Sonny yet out there?
You know what? They went back to Phoenix. The information I was told, they were very concerned about what's going on in Maricopa County. and I'm sure everybody can understand that.
Right.
So once they knew that there was going to be a delay in the voting and getting the results, they headed back down to the valley.
Oh, very, very interesting.
Very interesting. So, yeah, it was Leo, Sonny, and John Gillette. They were all three here at Nico's right as I got in here, and then all of a sudden they were gone, and then I was told they were left to go back down to Phoenix to see what was going on.
Right.
And then I heard that the judge had denied the request to extend the voting hours.
Yeah, the Today's News Herald, you had somebody talking about that, right, Brandon?
We did, yeah.
Or reporting on that?
We have a story on that.
Go ahead.
Basically, Attorney Corey Langhofer said there were problems at about 60 of the polling places, and the judge declined to extend the voting hours to 10 o'clock like they asked for.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder what would have happened to our results, Steve, had they extended those hours to 10 o'clock. We might not have gotten anything from the state, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but we'll never know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's the sad thing about it. I think people would rather extend it a little bit to make sure everything was done properly.
So the only
when I was talking to Sam Scarmato earlier, Katie Hobbs, one job.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that was our water cooler conversation today, Brandon.
What's that?
Katie Hobbs had one job today, you know, one job only. So, Steve, I don't know if you know this, but Republicans not doing well, kind of as expected in the early voting returns. Kimberly Yee and Martin Cazada right now, Kimberly Yee's the only one resembling a lead, but that's 50-50 right now in the race for state treasurer. Yee, obviously the incumbent, but Kathy Hoffman has a comfortable lead in the superintendent race for public instruction. You got Chris Mays leading in the attorney general's race. Adrian Fontes ahead of Mark Fincham for secretary of state. Katie Hobbs with a 14-point lead over Kerry Lake right now in the race for governor. And then Mark Kelly, 58-39% over Blake Masters. That's with 57% of the precincts reporting across the state. And again, those are early returns. So
the 50%, is that across every race?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. 57% of precincts reporting across the state. Correct. Mojave County, on the other hand, has no returns posted yet. So, a little strange, but Roger had those results, of course, at the top of the show, which were pretty interesting for the Havasu School Board and the Bullhead School Board as well, the Colorado River Union High School District Board. So,
but did not Roger have some hard numbers on how votes were going in Mojave County for, like, Kerry Lake?
Yes.
And the rest of the... Okay.
Yeah, all the Republican candidates in the county race in Mojave County were 2-1 ahead of the Democrats. So, for example, Lake had just over 29,000 and Hobbs had 15,000. So they were all doubled up.
So, in other words, once those numbers are posted at the state level, then those other numbers you were talking about, how the Democrats are doing a little bit better, those numbers will change.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just like in the primary when Lake came back from that huge deficit it was Karen Taylor Robeson. Yeah. We went to bed thinking Karen Taylor Robeson was the Republican nominee. Wake up and it's Kerry Lake by 2 points.
Those kind of changes happen frequently. And just to give you a sense of how different the results can be by the end of the night, the state website does break it down by county, and it's showing about 1.3 million votes cast so far for the state. I'll tell you, about 837,000 of those are Maricopa County. So what we're seeing is a big reflection of Maricopa and not much from the rest of Arizona here. I would expect big changes in the next hour or so.
That's really interesting, Steve.
In Pima County, too.
Oh, right, right, exactly. All right, we're kind of overdue for a break, so I'm going to have you hang on, Steve, and we're going to take another short break.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks. Election night coverage will continue. We're covering the midterms. I'll have Roger Galloway call back in. He's kind of following. He's a real hawk when it comes to the national races, especially with Georgia. And you've got a lot of other races going on across the country. Florida is kind of interesting. It looked like the governor's race was going to be close for a while, and then DeSantis just kind of pulled away. So, all right, back with more in a moment. Paul Lavoie, Brandon Bowers with Election Night Coverage 2022. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with Election Night Coverage 2022. Paul Lavoie along with Brandon Bowers. Brandon's got some really interesting takes off the air, which you can find on Facebook, by the way. How do you hook up to that Facebook feed?
It's on our Facebook page, Havasu News, Today's News Herald. You can find it there. I've also shared it from my personal page if you're a friend of mine, but better off going to the News Herald's page.
Which I am a friend.
Yes, you are.
Luckily, yes. By a thread, right?
We'll see.
All right, we've got Roger Galloway on the line. And Roger, you still there?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right, perfect. You had something, I don't remember what the topic was, but it was important.
Well, no, I think we should look, now that we've got results in throughout the state, kind of look at these top races that have been pretty contentious, the senator, the governor, the secretary of state, attorney general.
Right.
And I'd like to explain why I think they are where they are right now. But all four Democrats are leading substantially.
Correct.
Mark Kelly is leading Masters by 244,000 votes.
Yes.
Which is pretty amazing, 58%. Katie Hobbs is besting Kerry Lake by 184,594 votes. Secretary of State Fontes is leading by 243,000. Attorney General Chris Mays leading by 176,000. But we should look here that rural counties normally come in later than Maricopa and Pima County. Those counties normally clock in much faster, and I think that's where more Democrats hold sway. So we'll have to see. These rural counties could turn things around pretty fast, as we do in Mojave County. I think you just mentioned that Mojave County is not showing up in the statewide races yet.
That's correct. Maybe you could do a little investigative work at the top of the hour during the news. We've got about 10 minutes until top of the hour news on Fox News Network, and then or Fox News Radio, rather. And then we'll find out maybe from Alan, if he's available. I know he's really working his tail off tonight, right?
Oh, he is. He is. Yeah, now, Roger, I can find out.
Roger,
that,
I'm reading voter turnout at the state level says it's about 32%. But what are you hearing at the county local level? What are we seeing? When I voted today, it was probably more packed than I've ever seen it in that particular location.
I agree. Absolutely.
But that's just anecdotal. Here,
quality in.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know if those ballots have even arrived here yet. I can see all the ballot boxes out here. I'll send you a little photo a little later. You can see what they look like stacked up here, but I don't believe they're in here yet. Kingman, of course, is here. They always get here the quickest for obvious reasons. We have the ballots here from Bullhead City. Golden Valley is here, et cetera. I don't see any of the ones from Havasu yet.
Yeah, were you surprised when you went to Quality Inn? That's where I voted also on Lake Havasu Avenue. And, it was about 10 minutes outside. I got my ballot, and I was out the door about 10 minutes later. But I was really surprised at how fast that line went. I mean, election workers were doing a heck of a job down there.
They did a great job. I commend them heartily. And just the way you explained, you'd see a line go out the door. I said, well, I'm going to be here for a while.
Right.
No, that wasn't the case at all.
Absolutely.
Very well handled there. Very, very good. Alan and his workers should be proud of themselves.
I don't know if you know this, Brandon. Roger actually made a special trip to Havasu to vote today.
I heard he was down here, and I heard that there was a car that got in the way of the entryway to the polling place. So,
That's funny.
What can you tell us about that, Roger?
No, that's true. In 20 minutes, we were all trapped. I mean, seriously, we couldn't get out of the lot, and nor could anybody get into the lot to vote because this lady was blocked right at the entranceway to get in and park, which had like a brand new SUV, and she didn't know what was wrong, but all of a sudden it stopped on her. She couldn't get anything to work.
Oh,
nothing was working. The steering wheel was locked. It turned out that she had shut off the motor accidentally.
Oh, no. Was it an electric car by chance?
I'm not going to say anything politically incorrect here.
No, an electric car. I was asking. Did she even know if it was on or off? Because a lot of times you don't when it's an electric car. So.
Yeah, it's tricky. Let's face it; it's a little different if you're not used to it.
All right, absolutely. All right. Go see if you can track that down or light a fire into those guys that are posting on the county website, and we'll try to get some results up there. Otherwise, we're just going to have you bring your early numbers back at the top of the hour. At 5 after when the news is over.
Sure, I'll have that ready, and we can certainly talk about it and where we are, as far as how many votes have been cast already, and we have, like I said, we've got all these boxes out here. I'm going to send you guys a photo of what our office looks like right now, and you get a taste of where we are. And these are ballots that have not been counted.
All right. Wow, perfect. Thanks, Roger.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Again, we're back in the studio with Brandon Bowers. I'm Paul Lavoie, and we've got some people on Facebook. How many viewers do we have? Are we over 5 yet?
We were hitting 8. Just got a notification. Facebook shut us down.
What?
Yeah, Facebook shut us down. Did not like the music that is being played on the radio. So they've got, you know, these bots that crawl the live videos, and if they hear a little snippet of music that has a copyright on it, obviously you can play it, but us rebroadcasting it on Facebook feed, they don't like.
It's a news program. That's why we can play it.
It's, you know, tell that to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right? All right, we'll see if Steve Greeley is out there at Nico's still. Steve, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, perfect.
Hey, I know you guys get to go to the top of the hour here in a little bit. But one of the things that I've noticed in just talking to a few people here is that the voters are just really unsatisfied all in general with how our voting mechanism works in this country. I think they're very frustrated. Maricopa County, obviously something that people are looking into right now. But just the way things are, one state does it this way, another state does it that way, a county does it this way, another county does it that way within the same state. So I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction going out there still amongst the voters when it comes to how things are tabulated and how results are either delayed by hours or days at some time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have got any feedback or what your thoughts are on that.
I have a lot of thoughts on that. In fact, I'm kind of in the Hannity camp when it comes to that sort of thing. When he talks about a national holiday for elections, you know, and do away with the early voting and that. Let's get this to where America's the example in the world when it comes to voting and processing votes and that sort of thing. I don't know. How do you feel, Brandon?
I always like the idea of making Election Day fall on the same day we pay taxes because, you know, it would affect how you vote.
Hey, that's a really good idea. I like that one, Steve.
Yeah, and I had one person tell me that he lived in California for most of his life. And back in the day, if you will, California had paper ballots, and they knew what the results were later that night. Now, in some cases, not just picking on California, but in a lot of states, you just don't know with these close races, and it can take a day or two.
Right, absolutely. Hey, we have a caller calling in. Not sure who it is. It might be Bill McMillan, though. Steve, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you after the top of the hour.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, let's see who's on the phone. Caller, you're live.
It is Bill McMillan.
Bill, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Just waiting on results.
Hey, it's Paul Lavoie. I've got Brandon Bowers here as well. And, yeah, we got some results early on from Roger. However, they haven't posted on the county's website yet. And Richard Cardone, is that how you say his name, Cardone or Cardone?
Yes, Cardone.
Cardone. He was in front. And then you had the Nancy Mongeau and Flores. Is that her last name?
Yes.
Yeah, Marahi, I think it is. And then Artie Luxman was in fourth place on that. So that was a little surprise.
And according to what I gathered from Roger, those were early ballots.
Yes.
And so while that looks, those numbers look significant, I think it was 6,000 plus for both Nancy Mongeau and Richard Cardone. The total of the four candidates is 23,000. You have to remember that voters can vote for up to three.
Right.
So that may just be about 8,000 votes, voters, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And the district has about 44,000 voters.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So I don't know how significant those numbers truly are.
Right.
I'm a little surprised. Richard Cardone and Artie Laufman are both incumbents. And Nancy Mongeau and Mariah Flores are newcomers, if you will, at least to the political game.
Okay.
Nancy Mongeau's very well known in this area.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I'm curious to see how significantly, if those numbers change, or if that margin basically continues as more votes come in.
I'm very interested. Bill, we have about 30 seconds. We got to go to the top of the hour news. Really appreciate you calling in. We'll talk to you next hour.
Very good.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks, Bill. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Bill McMillan from the Mojave Valley Daily News. Brandon, we're going to go to the top of the hour.
Sounds all right. Good to me.
Back with more after news at the top of the hour.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ, HD2, Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.
5 states deciding whether to approve recreational marijuana. The first result came in Maryland. Voters approved legalization there. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, welcome back. It's KNTR Talks election night coverage of the midterms 2022 November election, and a lot going on. We've got some breaking news, actually. County results just posted on the county website. So tonight's coverage brought to you in part by GDK LLC in Lake Havasu City, also AZ Flags and Flagpoles, Kush Lounge and Cafe in Needles, Win-Win Bingo Casino, spot-on payment processing, Against All Enemies Armory. Find them online at AAE.com. And by Barbarita Realty Consultants in Laughlin. We also have coverage from Nico's Big Party, Nico's Pub and Grill, putting that on, along with Kyle Sullivan, the owner of Hot Rods and Harleys and Sunshine Auto and RV, and Steve Greeley's out there. But first, we're going to go to Roger in Kingman. Roger Galloway's with us again, and I guess we're a big reason why those results posted online is what you're telling
me. Yeah, I'm glad you called attention to it, because as you saw, just during that break, we got on it, and hey, they're up there, they're published, and on site with the Secretary of State's office and the vote count.
Yeah, thank goodness. So a lot of campaign parties are depending on the county, of course, and we had to kind of kick the county, give them a little boot in the you-know-what, as Toby Keith would say, right?
That's true. As you know, the results that we have so far are only the results that came from our 8 o'clock, release of the results that we have so far.
Right.
And these are early votes. And we still have 2,200 early votes to count. And we have most of the ballot boxes are in house right now.
We still don't have the Lake Havasu ballot boxes here. We don't have the ones from, you know, Colorado City in that area. They're coming by car. So those are still coming in. But right now, anyway, what we're going with is that we have that figure I gave you of the total votes that I'm trying to find it right now, by the way. Sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. I thought I did. Here we go. There are 47,109 ballots have been counted in our county. There are 146,923 registered voters in Mojave County, by the way. The voter turnout right now is 32.06%. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. And this is a very strong Republican-leading county. I think everyone knows that.
Sure.
And the Republicans are in almost all the races that are competitive, and there aren't that many that are competitive here. Statewide, there are, of course, but, you know, the House of Representatives, State Senate, seats like that we've got just one person running. But as far as where we are, in almost every case, the Republican candidate is leading 2-1 over the Democratic opponent. Blake Masters, for example, has got 29,600. Mark Kelly, current senator, Democrat, has got 15,624. In the race for governor, very contentious race there. Kerry Lake has 31,152 to Katie Hobbs, 15,165.
Right.
In the race for Secretary of State, Mark Fincham, the Republicans, got 30,000 approximately, and the Democratic opponent, Adrian Fontes, has got 15,474. And in the Attorney General race, the Republican, Abe Kamada, has got 30,928 to Chris Mays, 14,607. So it's almost across the board there. It's about 2-1. Tom Horn, running for Superintendent of Public Instruction, Republican, he's got 31,000 to the 14,500 of Kathy Hoffman. And the same is kind of true for the Corporation Commission. The Republicans are far ahead of the Democrats there, by the way, that you vote for two. And both Republicans have in the neighborhood of 27,000 votes to 13,000 on the Democratic side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way it is across the board. Speaking of board, the school board, we're looking at, we've discussed that.
Right.
That's of great interest locally. And Sharon Harvey is leading in Lake Havasu, got almost 7,000 votes to Barbara Lumpkins of 5,530, and Lisa Roman, 5,996. That could change a little bit there, but there's far less votes that come into play here than in the rest of the county offices that we have. Also, looking at Kingman, it's Lori Grant with 7,600, and second place is Roger Cox with 5,945, and then it's Tony Henry with 5,816,
mm-hmm.
and Star Jensen is the fourth place, 5,213. And finally,
that's actually, that race, Roger, is a three. You choose three on the ballot, so the top three will get those
correct.
Seats. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. And what is the other board that we were looking at?
Colorado River Union High School District.
Yeah, yes. Yes, that one is, forgive me again on this name because it's brand new to me. Nancy Manjo, right?
Yeah, Manjo, right.
Manjo, okay.
You're fine.
She is well ahead, 6,628.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Cardone is in second place with 6,373. And in third place, it's Marahi Flores,
right.
5,384. And finally, Arden Lachman. With 4,872, and of course, three are voted in there as well.
Now, as I understand it, from Bill McMillan, Artie and Richard Cardone are the incumbents in that race. So, Artie back there in fourth place, out of the four candidates, which is a little surprising to me. So, anyway, You know, statewide, the results really haven't changed as far as ballots cast. It's still at 1.3 million voter turnout right now at 32.3%. But yeah, statewide, it's more or less flipped from what you said from Mojave County.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you, I'm pretty flabbergasted. Even though, again, I would say most of the rural counties' votes have not been counted yet. They're going to change things a lot. But as it stands right now, all the Democrats in those four key statewide races of senator, governor, secretary of state, and attorney general, the Democrats are all quite a bit ahead.
Right.
I'm surprised here because this would be mostly coming from parts of Maricopa and Pima counties.
Sure.
And like what happened with us with Mojave County, our votes finally went up there.
Well, I do have a bright spot with a friend of ours from the past, Roger, Ken Bennett, who was a secretary of state at one time when I hosted Speak Out and back when you hosted Speak Out as well after I left in 2010. Ken Bennett is up 60.8% to 39.2% over Democrat Mike Fogle. So that's State Senate District number one is what Ken Bennett is running for.
Yeah, I like Ken a great deal, by the way. I know him, and I'm glad he's doing well.
Right.
So
same
here. That's really good. Yeah, but again, these statewide races. But we should say, let me just give you where we are right now. Mark Kelly, current senator, is leading by 243,463 votes over Blake Masters.
Right.
And Katie Hobbs is leading by 182,000 over Kerry Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that holds true to for Secretary of State. Fenton is well behind Fontes, 242,000. And the Attorney General race, Chris Mays, Democrat, leading by 174,500 over Abe Amade.
Right.
It's kind of I didn't expect to see this at this particular point.
You know, really surprised me, Roger. Chris Mays used to be the press secretary for Janet Napolitano.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I
didn't realize that till I read it, and then I put the face with the, oh yeah, I remember seeing her. So you know,
one little funny thing since you brought up Napolitano, it's kind of interesting. I did a very lengthy interview with her some years ago,
right,
of about 40 minutes, and I asked her stuff. We didn't talk politics. We talked about personal things.
I remember.
I'll never forget this. I asked her if she had a favorite song, The Way We Were.
Really?
That was her favorite song of all time.
I remember her lecturing you about gravy. It's not sauce, it's gravy, when it came to pasta and spaghetti sauce. Don't call it sauce with Janet Napolitano.
She did a whole recipe.
Right. All right, hey, we're going to let you go, and I'll have you check in a little bit later. Maybe check in on some of those ballot questions, see how they're doing. And give us some national stuff.
Real quick, Walker, just very quickly, Walker went back ahead in Georgia. That race has been, you know, it's just changing every moment. Right now, he's about a point ahead of Warnock.
Raphael
but that's
Warnock,
all,
yeah.
just one point. And one other race, of course, the big race with Fetterman and Oz in Pennsylvania. Fetterman is ahead by a point and a half, almost 2 points.
Right.
So those are really close races.
All right. Well, right now we're kind of breaking the filibuster rule with you, Roger, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
All right. He's good at it, though, isn't he?
He's good.
Absolutely.
He should have a show.
Absolutely. Don't encourage him. All right, let's go back out to Nico's Pub and Grill. Steve Greeley standing by. Steve, you still there?
I am here.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds perfect.
Yeah, the wind is picking up a little bit more. The crowd's kind of leaving now as the evening winds down. But I tell you what, great turnout. They expected about 2,000 people here.
Yeah.
And that's what they got.
Really?
So, yeah, there's about 2,000 people that bought tickets, and they were here for most part early in the evening,
huh.
And then the diehard people are staying until now.
So, Brandon, you had a thought about that earlier when Steve said it was 1,000?
Yeah. I said they do a pretty good job of getting the turnout. It's just hard to imagine what that place looks like with 1,000 people out there. And I need to see a photo to believe it.
he wants to see photographic proof.
Call me a skeptic.
I mean, if you're familiar with Nico's, the side lot is large.
Uh-huh.
And there's no doubt you could fit 2,000 people here.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, whether they all showed up at one time, I'm not saying that. But
right.
Over the course of the evening, there definitely was well over 1,000 people here. I know. I'm
just glad Steve's not counting the ballots.
Right. Hey, I don't know if you heard earlier. Roger was on. He was talking about that race in Georgia with Herschel Walker. It keeps going back and forth, but Walker seems to be holding a little bit of a lead.
Yeah, I heard him. And the other race, of course, is the Oz race
right. With
Fetterman. And I know that Kemp won the governorship in Georgia.
Oh, good.
And we know what DeSantis did down in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the Florida is going to be the talk of the news cycle for the next 48 hours at least.
Right. Hey, what about Marco Rubio? Have you heard anything there?
Marco Rubio won earlier in the evening.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Because that was kind of contested as well, so they weren't sure.
There was a double-digit victory for him and also for DeSantis.
All right, perfect. Are you going to check in with us later, or are you breaking it down?
Yeah, we're breaking it down. I'm getting kicked out.
So it's last call for Steve. All right, perfect. Steve,
have a good night.
We appreciate the reports coming in from Nico's Pub and Grill, of course, brought to you by Nico's Hot Rods and Harleys and Sunshine Auto and RV, the owner there of those last two businesses, Kyle Sullivan. So he kicked in for the coverage from Nico's Pub and Grill. So you ever been out there?
I have not been out there, but my boss, Rich Mackey, likes it a lot.
That's the new boss.
Yes, the new boss. Well, it's been almost 9 months, right?
Yeah.
10 months.
How's he doing so far?
I mean,
I can't really... It's not going to be a real objective.
How's he doing so far? Let me tell you live on the air.
Yeah.
He's doing great. We're having a good time.
I've heard nothing but good.
We're doing good things over there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got the five publications.
Seven. Now. We're up to seven. Yeah.
What are those publications? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, I do. It's, well, of course, Havasu and Parker, the core, the ones that have always been there. And then we have Kingman, Mojave Valley, Needles, Laughlin, and Wickenburg.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, we sure appreciate the partnership with Radio Central News Network and the Today's News Herald and all the other publications that belong to your family.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate that. We call this the mothership. What do you guys call it?
We call it a lot of things, but probably not appropriate for on the radio.
Not like the movie The Paper?
No.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton?
Going down to the office.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. It's election night 2022. This one's going to go way into the night, just like it did last time. We got results from Mojave County. I think it was 2:30 in the morning. I don't know. You stay up for that stuff, right?
I'll be up until it's really early hours.
I'll be up at 4:30 to get the news ready, but I'm not staying up until that time. Not the full night.
No,
definitely
I might sleep
not.
In a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't have that much coffee. All right. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Election Night 2022. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brandon Bowers. We'll be right back after a short break.
Know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All right, welcome back. I'm Paul Lavoie with Election Night Coverage 2022. You know, Brandon, I always watched this stuff when I was a kid, probably since I was about 6 years old, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. Like the national conventions and all that stuff. And I never really thought that I'd be the guy, you know, running the board, talking on the radio, that sort of thing, reading election returns and all that. But, I could see where the energy comes from and why they It's just like they're on Duracell batteries or something.
No, we always live for the election coverage at the newspaper. It's our favorite thing. We all get pizza to eat at night, so that's a lot of fun.
You never get pizza otherwise?
They don't feed us. So.
Newspaperman's diet.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know in TV and radio, it's caffeine, nicotine, benzedrine, and codeine. You got to have the last one to go to sleep.
Pizza and coffee, and we're good to go.
Right. Right. I remember a TV production with a lot of pizza and coffee.
Yeah.
All right, election night coverage brought to you in part by GDK LLC in Lake Havasu City. Also, AZ Flags and Flagpoles, Kush Lounge and Cafe in Needles, Win-Win Bingo Casino, Spot On Payment Processing, Against All Enemies Armory, that's at AAE.com, Patrick Buffman, doing a great job over there, and Barbarita Realty Consultants in Laughlin. We also had coverage from Nico's Pub and Grill, brought to you by Nico's, Hot Rods and Harleys, and Sunshine Auto and RV. And we had Joey call in earlier. We were talking about Joey Postiglione.
Yeah, I think we'll hear
from him. I said it right?
You did say it right, Postiglione.
Well, it's not a French name, so.
If I didn't say it right, he's never corrected me, so I'm pretty sure I have it right.
Perfect. I've seen the name in print, and I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
So we'll have Joey call in, or Bill, or we haven't heard from Mackenzie yet.
She says she's calling in. I don't know when. I know she was running back and forth between their newsroom in Kingman
right.
and the elections office. So we'll see.
All right, perfect. Well, again, we've got results, again, from the state, but we still only have the 1.3 million votes cast, the ballots that have been counted so far. So we don't have much change in that, but it's 60% of precincts reporting. U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, the incumbent, leading by 243,000 votes over Republican Blake Masters. And in the race for governor, Katie Hobbs, this is statewide, by the way, 182,443 vote lead over Carrie Lake, the Republican. And then you have, for Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, 242,000 vote lead over Republican Mark Fincham, the challenger. He's also he's a current state senator, Mark Fincham.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We do have a caller on the line. Is this Joey?
Hi, this is Mackenzie from Kingman.
Hey, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm Paul Lavoie. Welcome to the show. We've also got Brandon Bowers here as well.
Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi.
What do you have for us from Kingman? I know there's a school board race, right?
Yeah, school board, but right now the big hot-button issue is Proposition 415, which is proposing to raise our sales tax in order to fund road improvements. And based on those early numbers, it doesn't look like voters are really turning towards a higher sales tax at the moment, even though it would be basically half a penny. It's 0.56%, but it looks like 63.59% are voting no for that. And then we also have a city council seat that was kind of left over from the primaries. Only two people were on the ballot for that, and we have Karen Pat, who looks like will take our third seat on council.
Oh, interesting. That's very, very interesting. Yeah, I see 415. It looks like 414 is going to pass going away. That was for the franchise agreement with Unisource, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's got 71% support right now, posted on the county's website anyway. So how are things going in Kingman right now with city government and that sort of, is that your beat, the city beat?
It has been, yes. The main topic has mainly been around Proposition 415. There's been a lot of city effort and workshops explaining how it would benefit Kingman residential roads, and it's only paved, so it's not dirt roads or anything, but it would cost around $10 million over 10 years to fix, $100 million over 10 years, which a lot of people, I think, are a bit hesitant to approve.
Absolutely.
So I think it'll be a tight race.
Yeah, especially with economic conditions being so uncertain, I can see where voters would be concerned. Now, what about the improvements? I think, is it called Rattlesnake Wash?
Yes, they changed it to Rancho Santa Fe Parkway.
Yes, thank you. Is that a big issue right now in Kingman as well?
The biggest thing with that is cost for materials have become so expensive that it's going to be a lot more money than they anticipated. So they're looking for grants from ADOT or federal grants, anything that can help fund that big project.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Now, that's out by the Hualapai Mountain Campus for KRMC, right? I think they call it the Hualapai Mountain
Campus. There's two main ones. There's I-11 and there's Rancho. And I want to say Rancho's out actually by the Kingman Industrial Park.
Oh, okay.
So they're hoping that can bring new retail and help the economy that way. And then I-11 will help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
The Hualapai Medical Campus.
And that your economic development department up there is doing really good things with Gary Kellogg up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Bennett Brantley, that's right, doing a great job, those two. So,
yeah, they're working very hard to get new companies up here. We're expecting a FedEx distribution building to open probably within the coming weeks. They were hoping to get that open before Christmas.
FedEx distribution, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big. That'll bring a few jobs to Kingman.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kingman's always been so interesting because of that. You have the railway, you have the I-40, and then you're going to have I-11 running through there. It's going to explode, literally. So I don't know about
absolutely.
If Kingman will be the size of Havasu anytime soon, but economically it's going to explode.
You know what always surprised me about Kingman is that the population in that area actually does rival Havasu. Ours just happens to be all within city limits. They have a lot of people living on the outskirts, so they've got a sizable population up there.
Right. Yeah, it's the actual Kingman city limits is around 30,000, but then you have, they call it Butler area, which is right next to Kingman. You can't really even differentiate the two, and that's also 30,000. So the actual population makes up around 60-some thousand, which, I mean, the city's also been really pushing with the sales tax increase that a lot of people are going to be contributing to it, whether or not they actually live in city limits. You know, you have those people from Golden Valley and Butler area also using the roads. So the burden doesn't just fall on Kingman residents.
Yeah, plus you've got the Prop 310, which is benefiting the fire districts. Northern Arizona Consolidated Fire District, one of those that's going to benefit from that. And right now, statewide, that's up 50.8%. No votes are 49.1. So that's going to be really close. And Sam Scarmano brought up a really good point with that, by the way, Brandon. It's 0.1% every year for 20 years. Mm-hmm. That equals 2% after 20 years, you think about it. That's a 2% increase in taxes. So there you go.
You know, journalism and math don't go together real well, but that sounds good to me. These sales taxes initiatives are notoriously hard to pass anyway, but especially in Mojave County.
Right.
We've had a number of them that have gone before voters and just not succeeded. So there's always a reluctance on the part of agencies to even try for them. I think we're probably seeing the same thing here, but who knows?
Mackenzie, I don't know if you were here in 2016, but you had an override pass in Bullhead to build the field house. You had an override pass here for the school district. It was like, wow, what just happened?
Wow.
It was amazing, although I can't speak for Bullhead. In Havasu, it didn't happen without a whole lot of effort. They went through a number of initiatives, bond measures, that just did not pass. And finally, a group really pushed for it, and they got it passed. And it didn't pass by very much, so it was a hard thing to accomplish.
It would save our schools, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mackenzie, anything else while we have you on the line?
I think those are the main two, and I can keep monitoring them for you guys.
Okay, that's great. We're only going to be on for about another half hour, so
okay. Sounds good.
You'll have to really be on it when it comes to dialing that phone.
Okay, sounds good.
Are you in the newsroom right now?
I'm not.
You're not. Okay, perfect. She's working remotely.
Game in the game these days.
That's okay. I was hybrid when hybrid wasn't cool.
They call us mojos. mobile journalists.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Mojos?
We're good at it. We can do it.
He's got his mojo working, Mackenzie. All right. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Talk to you later.
All right. We're going to go to a short break. What's your last name?
Mackenzie Dexter.
Dexter. All right, perfect. I'll be watching for that online. At Kingman Daily Miner. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brandon Bowers. And election night coverage will continue right here on 106.3, The Voice of the Free. Stay with us. All right, we're back. 106.7 and 106.3, Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk. It is election night for the midterms. I think we might have Joey on the line.
Great.
Almost positive.
He should give us some school board results.
He just disconnected. Just disconnected.
He's teasing us.
He must be. That's the second time, by the way. Three strikes, you're out, Joey. All right. Actually, I'm getting word from Roger Galloway that... here's Joey again, but I'm getting word from Roger Galloway. You know what? We're not connected. That's the problem. We're going to take care of a little technical issue and disconnect Joey, and I'll go ahead and reconnect that phone Bluetooth-wise. So we'll go ahead and take care of that. And anyway, Roger's telling me that the Havasu ballots have not yet made it to Kingman to be counted. So all we have are early results from the web, right?
That's right.
You've got those.
Yeah. Yeah, the early results, and they haven't changed all night. So it was the first early votes that came in, and we're just waiting on those live ballots that were casted. And that can often make a big difference.
Right.
You know, the early votes don't reflect all that campaigning that happened at the last minute a lot of times.
So that still shows that Sharon Harvey in the lead with 68.87, Lisa Roman with 59.96, and Barbara Lumpkins trailing in third place with 5,530 votes.
I wouldn't say it's trailing, though. I mean, that's only a 400-vote difference, and
it's not much.
It could go either way.
Right.
Although Lisa Roman and Sharon Harvey put so much money into the race, I would be really surprised to not see that affect things.
Absolutely. All right. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is that Joey?
Just get rid of this Roger guy. He's taking up too much time on the air.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Hey, tell us what's going on with the Havasu ballots. Have you found anything out?
It's the strangest thing. I've been over in this elections office on many elections, and I've never seen the ballot boxes arrive so late. I don't know what's going on. Now, I'm just going to say this as a possibility. It's raining hard over here.
Oh.
You know, boy, when it rains hard along I-40, you know, those semi-trucks can veer off the road easily. I hope that's not the case, but I don't understand why the ballots aren't here now. They should have been here an hour ago.
Oh.
Most of the other ballots are here from Bullhead, from obviously Kingman. They come instantly from Kingman. But a lot of the little towns in the area, they're here already, Golden Valley. You know, everything's here, but no Havasu.
Now, Roger, give us a sense of what is the security around the ballot process, the transferring of the ballots from the polling places like in Havasu to the elections office. What does that process look like?
Oh, we did a video on that, by the way. It's really, really interesting. It's very, very secure. They lock all the ballot boxes very quickly. It's a very, very secure process. There have been no complaints from our board or other elected officials in this area about the way we handle things here in Mojave County. And on that level, it's been excellent. They're here right now, many of them, containing thousands of ballots still to be counted. They have two machines that count them really fast. I mean, incredibly fast. They go through there, and that's going to be in the next mix of results that hopefully we'll have out to you within the hour. But there are many boxes still lying, I should say, in the room waiting to get out of those boxes and be counted. And most of them are here except for the ones from Colorado City and Havasu.
Ah, interesting. I was thinking maybe those ballots were taken by the woman who didn't know if her car was running or not. Maybe that's why they're not there yet.
Maybe she was the one who was going to bring them over.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Exactly.
Yeah, hey, that's, by the way, that's always the thing people do ask about. Once they leave the polling places,
yeah,
who picks them up? Who takes them? In many cases, it is a sheriff deputy with his sheriff's car that does. That goes and picks them up, and they, so line of security is really good there. Mm-hmm. And he brings them up, and then what they do is they call this number, and they let us know that, hey, we've arrived with ballot boxes. We're on the first floor downstairs. And it's a side entrance. Then someone from the elections office goes down, opens up the door, and brings the boxes in, takes them up the elevator, and brings them in here to the elections office.
Wow, interesting. Hey, have you seen Christy tonight, County Recorder Christy Blair?
Yes, I have. I've talked to her and everything. She was feeling very good. Apparently, Hannity mentioned her on his television show last Thursday.
No kidding.
And, yeah, in a very good way, a very positive way, saying that she has done an excellent job as a recorder, and all recorders across the country should do it the way she's been doing. And she's not sure either what he was referring to, would like to see that episode. So I'm trying to track it down for her, see if we could have her take a look. She left just a few minutes ago. She's brought all of the ballots over now. And like I said, there's 2,200 still to be counted. Mm-hmm. Those will probably show up in our next results that we have when we go back on the air with those. That's, and hopefully, let's see, wait a minute, what time do we go off here?
10 o'clock. We're off, okay. We're off in about 17 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to see if we can possibly get some more results before we go off the air. It would be really nice if we could have a second batch.
Yeah, find out from Christy Blair if high praise from Hannity means she'll reconsider
running,
actually staying in office.
Again?
Yeah.
Now, she told me she was very emphatic about wanting to get in an RV and take that cruise around the country, like so many older people do when they finally say, hey, it's time to go and relax and enjoy myself.
I don't know if I'd refer to Christy Blair as older, but...
No, I think that's the reason that
she
wants to do it.
She's got that light at the end of the tunnel, but there's no short-timer's disease there either. She still works pretty hard, so...
That's correct.
Right. And we should mention that your video, by the way, that's on YouTube. What was that called? It's narrated by Shadow Stevens?
Yeah, Just Vote.
Right, Just Vote. Exactly.
We got a lot of praise on those, by the way. We really did. I feel very proud of the outcome and how it worked.
I particularly like the rock that you found that was painted with the Just Vote. That took all around the county. Is it really?
I'm going to put it up for auction.
Yeah, interesting. All right, yeah, go see what you can find out, and then we'll try to get you on before we're off at 10 o'clock.
Okay, you got it.
All right, thanks, Roger.
Okay, bye-bye.
We will talk to you real soon, and let's go ahead take another short break, unless Brandon has something.
No, I'm just still looking at these state votes. We don't have much more to report.
It's, no.
Just no updates here.
Yeah.
We've got results from, looks like, Yavapai, La Paz, Maricopa, Graham County, Cochise. So, and those are all in the 80 to 90% reporting.
Oh.
Everybody else says 0%, so all those other counties have not reported anything yet, and that can make a big difference.
Very good. Yeah, was it Pinal County wanted to do the hand count? And
yeah.
I think there was another one, too.
Was it Cochise, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was also Nye County, Nevada, that wanted to do that. But the Secretary of State in Nevada is challenging. So, yeah, it's another group of Republicans, they want a hand count. That's actually the largest county area-wise in the United States, if I remember right. Nye County is where the Nevada test site is.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy along with Brandon Bowers on 106.7 and 106.3, the voice of the free. It's our election night special. Back with more in a moment.
Greatest liberator, innovator, cultivator, freedom knows. Cause that thing you changed already. You went and lost
your pride. But I'm American made.
All right, we're back. 106.7, 106.3 FM, the voice of the free. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Brandon Bowers on our election night special brought to you by GDK LLC of Lake Havasu City, AZ Flags and Flagpoles, Kush Lounge and Cafe in Needles, Win-Win Bingo Casino, Spot On Payment Processing, Against All Enemies Armory at AAE.com, and by Barbarita Realty Consultants in Laughlin. We had election coverage earlier at Nico's Pub and Grill, brought to you by Nico's, Hot Rods and Harleys, and by Sunshine Auto and RV. Actually, we have two people on the line, Brandon.
We'll see who can beat them to the bunch.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Roger Galloway's there. Are you there, Roger?
I'm here. Yep.
All right, and we've got a member of the media, Joey Postiglione. Are you there, Joey?
I'm still here.
All right, perfect.
Just to tell you where I am right now on that school board, I've got figures that I just got literally handed to me. Do you want those or no?
Is this for Havasu?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then we can go. By the way, these are 6,000 new votes overall. These are all Election Day votes that have come in. So there are some. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay. These are Election Day votes. I'm not sure where they came from. That's the only thing I don't know.
Okay.
That race, the school board race in Lake Havasu, has not changed that much. It's pretty much where it was before. It is, just so you know, bear with me.
And these have not been posted online. These are fresh numbers, correct?
These are being posted online right now as we speak. Yeah. Right now. Sharon Harvey has now got 6,887.
Okay.
Lisa Roman's got 5,996. And Barbara Lumpkins has 5,530. That's over a total of 18,522 votes.
Right, right, right.
And
so still that, 466 votes separate Lisa Roman and Barbara Lumpkins. Is
correct.
What shown. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Then over in the Kingman, it's now Lori Grant's got 10,372. Roger Cox has 8,130. Tony Henry has 7,769. And Star Jensen has 6,956. So that's where it is. And the races haven't changed. I think that's still the same order, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And that's the top three vote-getters get those seats.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Yeah. And, again, it's jumped up. It was 32% of our registered voters had voted. Right now we're at 36.15%.
Okay.
So let's jump up a little bit. Again, this is 6,004 new votes that have just been tabulated.
Right.
And these are all Election Day votes.
Okay.
And we are still awaiting the arrival of the Havasu ballots.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, now, the other races, by the way, there's no real need to go over them again. They're pretty much the same 2-1 margin for senator and governor and attorney general and secretary of state. Republicans are all way ahead. That's not the case on the statewide basis at this point, but that's going to hold true for us, I'm sure, to the end.
Yeah, there hasn't been a state dump. We were just talking about that in the break. It's still 1.3 million votes cast, and that hasn't changed for about an hour. So
right. And all I do believe those are rural counties.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So. All right. We'll let you go, Roger. We got about 7 minutes of show left.
You got it. Enjoy.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. That was Roger Galloway reporting from Kingman. We still have Joey on the line, right?
Yep. Still here.
And I don't think that was much of a change, to be honest, for the school board votes. I don't think if they have they don't have the Havasu votes in yet. Probably have not
changed. If the Havasu votes haven't arrived yet, then, that definitely would not be a change. I believe that's still order.
That's from what we saw earlier. But, you know, the numbers haven't changed. That should probably change pretty dramatically.
Right. Joey, what else are you working on tonight?
Well, I'm just keeping a close eye on the school board election. It's been an interesting turnout so far. I was talking with Sharon Hervey earlier. She is quite happy with the turnout for her. She said it's nice to have the confidence of the voters, and she believes a big part of it is name recognition helping her out. Sharon and Lisa, as you said, Brandon, have spent the good chunk of money on the election, and I'm sure the Havasu voters are very familiar with their signs around town.
You know, and we were curious how the pandemic would affect particularly Lisa Roman's campaign. She right. was on the board when they had to do the school shutdowns and the mask rules and
making
and
the tough decisions.
All those controversial issues that came up. I know she was on the show talking about some of that issue yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But we were curious how that would affect her if voters who back then were very critical of her would come out for this election. And, you know, Sharon Harvey's doing better than Lisa Roman a little, but they seem to be pretty comfortable where they are right now.
And running as a team.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. The team up in Bullhead, 2 out of 3. Doing well, but Artie Loxman, he's in fourth place right now, quite a ways behind Marahi Flores. So I'm not sure on the percentage of the vote count there, but you've got Nancy Monjo in first place, and then Richard Cardone and Marahi Flores, and that is the top three right now. Those three will take the three available seats on the Colorado River Union High School District Board if that vote holds. So there you have it. Mm. All right, Joey, we're going to let you go.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Got to meet these deadlines.
Thank you, Joey.
And you got to eat all the pizza before Brandon gets back.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Joey. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in the funny papers, as they say, right? Exactly. All right. Let's take our last break of the hour. It's going to be a short one, but we'll be right back on 106.7 and 106.3, The Voice of the Free. Stay with us. I'm Paul LaVoy along with Brandon Bowers. Pretty interesting night, Brandon.
It's been interesting, as election nights always are. we sit around and wait and wait and wait, and then get all the results at once.
And then you put the paper to bed, and then they do a big web dump.
That's right.
We were
talking about
that earlier.
They wait right until our deadline, and even though we pushed ours to 11 this evening, we'll still probably get them right about midnight, right?
Right. We're going to take this right up to the top of the hour news, but thanks to our sponsors, GDK LLC, AZ Flags and Flagpoles, Kush Lounge and Cafe and Needles, Win-Win Bingo Casino, Spot On Payment Processing, Against All Enemies Armory, and Barbarita Realty Consultants in Laughlin, along with Nico's Pub and Grill, Hot Rods and Harleys, and Sunshine Auto and RV. If you want the results online, you can go to Mojave.gov. There, at the bottom of the page there's the yellow strip, and it has the Arizona election results and Mojave election results. So there you have it. Thanks again for being here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for letting me.
This was a great night. We actually had a really good time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Broke some news.
All right. Yeah, we did break some news. And by the way, the Havasu ballots just arrived in Kingman, we're told, from Roger Galloway. All right. Again, top of the hour news is next. I'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out, and we'll see Brandon online at HavasuNews.com. All right. I'm Paul LaVoy. Good night, everybody.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ, HD2, Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, The Voice of the Free.